Temple Grandin is a passionate animal advocate with a PhD in animal science and several best-selling books to her credit. That she's also autistic makes her a unique figure in the animal world. HBO's producing a TV movie of her life starring Claire Danes. Temple Grandin's latest book, written with Katherine Johnson, is called Animals Make Us Human, Creating the Best Life for Animals. Grandin spent many years designing more humane facilities for farms and the meat industry. Now, she told Steve Paulson, she's turning her attention to household pets.
Well, I'm very concerned about how controlled a dog's life is today. I mean, I was just recently walking down a residential neighborhood right here in Fort Collins, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a working day. Well, I could hear three dogs whining and barking and not very happy, you know, in their owners' houses. You know, when I was a child, all the dogs ran free. Yes, there were bad problems from getting hit by cars, but they had a great quality of life. They had a great dog social life. So if we're going to have a dog, you know, so controlled, we've got to do a whole lot of things for it, like take it on long walks, play with it. Some dogs tolerate being home alone all day better than others. There's a tremendous individual differences in animals. I can remember two dogs that my assistant Mark has. He had a little blue heeler dog that all she wanted was petting, petting, petting. She just loved to roll over and be petted. Where his other dog, Red, explore, explore, explore. You know, this is just individual differences.
Your chapter on dogs I just found fascinating. For one thing, you say that sort of this common idea that dogs are modified wolves who naturally exist in packs and they always need an alpha to rule over the pack. You say that's actually wrong when you look at wild wolves.
You look at wild wolves, they're in families. And you take wolves that are in captivity, so you've got unrelated individuals there just pushed together. And when you have that, then they're going to do the alpha thing. And in fact, I want to make sure I give Katherine Johnson a lot of credit for figuring out sort of what Cesar Millan was doing with his dogs at the Dog Psychology Center. That's an all put together situation. And in that kind of artificial situation, I mean, the way Cesar handles them is probably right. But the point is a big difference between a family of animals and a bunch of unrelated individuals just put together.
But one thing that I found surprising by what you write about dogs is just because they're more wolf-like, that doesn't necessarily mean they're more aggressive.
No. Animals that have got big teeth have got to have mechanisms to prevent constant fighting. Cattle will just butt, do all this butting stuff. You know, and they usually don't damage each other very much. But you can't have constant fighting when you've got giant teeth. So all the predator animals like that, there's submissive mechanisms. You know, the dog will roll over, they'll do different submissive behaviors, say, okay, I submit. And then they just agree that one's going to be dominant over the other.
So wolves, actually, I mean, wolves in the wild have this very strong streak of submissive behavior, and that's how they prevent ripping each other apart all the time.
Well, that's right. And talking about ripping apart, one thing I'm very, very concerned about in dogs is people breeding what I call criminal dogs. You know, there's all this discussion about pit bulls, and, you know, here in Denver, for example, they've banned pit bulls. Well, then the problem is if you ban pit bulls, they're going to take some other breed and they're going to wreck it. I mean, you've got people deliberately, you know, selecting dogs to have very, very aggressive traits. That's a really bad thing to do. In fact, one horror story I heard about pit bulls was a drug dealer's giant, macho, big-headed pit bull had a bunch of puppies, and the animal shelter adopted out all the puppies to different families, and they all came back for biting. Well, that's getting to be genetic, and deliberately breeding dogs for those kind of traits is just terrible. I mean, people are taking pit bulls and crossing them with Akitas, so now you've got the intense prey drive now along with territoriality in the same animal. And I mean, I'm just appalled at all the stuff that's wrong with so many purebred dogs. There are some dogs that are just dumber than a post. People need to be looking at the soundness emotionally of the dog, physically of the dog, so that we have animals that aren't going to have horrible problems. You know, let's take separation anxiety. I mean, there's some dogs, if you leave them alone in the house, they chew the whole house down, even if you have them on Prozac.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, who has made a big point about humans needing to assert themselves as the pack leader. Do you think he's right?
I think in certain situations he's right. I've noticed over the, you know, his shows, he's been getting a little bit kinder and gentler. There's certain things that he's right about being calm and confident. I agree with that. you know, working with some of the more aggressive types of dogs, he can really work with them well. Now, whether or not the owner is going to be able to do that after he leaves is another story. Now, where I don't like Caesar, he didn't know what to do with separation anxiety. And when this dog was afraid of something, you know, if the dog was afraid of slippery floor, he just forced the dog on the slippery floor. You know, this little dog was afraid of the scissors to trim his hair, and Caesar just forced it, and the dog snarled through the whole entire episode, and it never was resolved. That was just terrible. He doesn't understand the fear kind of behaviors.
So you're saying this sort of obsession, what seems to be his obsession, especially sort of in his previous books, with being the dominant one, sort of, you know, making sure that the dog obeys you, that that can be way overdone.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely, definitely. It's getting way overdone. Now, the situation he has down there at the dog psychology center is a really artificial situation. You've got tons of unrelated dogs in there all together. But there's some things he does well. You know, one of the problems is that people think that one size fits everything. You know, and if you've got a problem with a Rottweiler or something like that, well, then, you know, Caesar's probably going to do you some good. If your little Pekingese is afraid of the clippers, he's not the person to go to. I want to emphasize that people have got to socialize puppies, and it's very, very important to socialize young puppies to toddlers. Because if you don't socialize young puppies to toddlers, when they grow up, they won't recognize that little person as also being a person, and you could get into dangerous, you know, prey drive problems. Also, you need to socialize adolescent dogs to other experienced dogs. Now, that happened naturally in my neighborhood when I was a kid. You know, one thing Caesar's done, and this makes sense, is you have a dog that's, you know, fighting other dogs and got a lot of problems. He introduces it to a slightly bigger, well-socialized dog. And if that's done right, you know, that can really work. But we need to be preventing behavior problems in how we breed animals. We also need to make sure that dogs get socialized as puppies and they get socialized as adolescents to well-adjusted dogs. And they need to do this socialization off-leash. Because the animal, being a visual thinker, he's got two categories in his mind. Maybe when I'm on the leash, I protect my owner. And when I'm off the leash, I can go, you know, do doggy social things. And the brain actually does set up file folders. There's actual scientific research that shows that that's how the brain works.
So we tend to be too obsessed with walking dogs on the leash, and that actually is a problem.
Well, I think it's a problem if the dog never gets off the leash. There's nothing wrong with walking dogs on a leash. But if you want to have normal dog interaction with other dogs, they're going to have to do it off the leash. And the problem we've got, we're just getting into such a totally controlled environment for dogs. I mean, when I was a child, I'm 61 years old, we didn't have all these behavior problems. Now, we didn't have people breeding criminal dogs, but we didn't have the only dog bite I can remember when I was a child was this little nasty dachshund that our next-door neighbors had. All the other dogs were fine, and we had some rules when we were children. Don't pet dogs you don't know. Ask permission to pet a dog, you know, that somebody has with them. Don't bother them when they're eating, and don't bother them when they were sleeping. And those were rules that were drilled into all the kids, and we didn't have all these dog bites and all these problems.
Temple Grandin spoke with Steve Paulson. Her latest book, written with Katherine Johnson, is Animals Make Us Human, Creating the Best Life for Animals,